This is Booth 46, live from Petorino's. Not just in the heart of the Loop, but the heart of the Loop. Surrounded by theater, culture, and Chicago's movers and shakers. Each episode brings you, as Irv Kupcinet used to say,
the lively art of conversation.
Local vibes, real conversations, and fresh ideas for experiencing the city. So pull up a chair, lean in, and let's dive into the stories that shape Chicago.
From Petorino's restaurant, Booth 46, a round of applause for this guest. We couldn't do better than this particular guest. He happens to be the mayor for the city of Chicago. Brandon Johnson,
hey,
welcome.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. You follow Barack and Michelle Obama in a sense.
Yeah, it's really exciting to see that entire journey into a performance. So I'm encouraging all Chicagoans to go out and see 44 and then to support our theaters as a whole.
All right, so here's where I'm going to start. Mm-hmm. When you were in the studio with me at WGN, see, you can't see that now because you're listening. It's that smile. And we were poking fun at one another. You have a sense of humor that I think it's true. And I don't think most people know about that. In fact, if this job ever ends, stand-up comedy?
I don't know about stand-up comedy, but I do think that the city of Chicago, we should consider holding our what would be equivalent to what they do at the White House, the correspondence dinner.
That's a cool idea.
We should figure out how to do that. Do a luncheon in Chicago with all of the media, raise some money for a good cause. Nothing that, you know, would be outrageous, but something that we can do to help support an issue, and folks can come in and hear me roast the media. Wouldn't that be fun?
Well,
okay.
I thought we roasted the mayor. Is that
no? We have to do it Chicago style.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So do you think the media has been unfair?
I mean, I think the media has done what it typically does to mayors of the city of Chicago, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look, there's a certain level of accountability that people expect and want. They expect the mayor to have an answer or a response to any and everything, whether it's potholes or responding to international global crises. You know, people have high expectations of the mayor of Chicago, and I'm happy to rise to that occasion. But, you know, I don't look at it as fair or unfair. It's just a matter of it comes with the job.
You mentioned potholes.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes down to it, do residents more than anything else care about their own backyard? My garbage wasn't picked up last week. The pothole that is on that street, they said they were going to fix it. I mean, is it all as local as that at the end of the day?
I mean, there certainly is attention to local concerns, right? But, you know, whether that's streetlights, potholes, garbage, or, you know, any other, you know, particular dynamic that is, you know, germane to a specific community. However, all of Chicago cares about community safety. All of Chicago cares about affordability, right? And that's why I've worked hard to make the city of Chicago the safest, most affordable big city in America. You know, one thing about Chicago, though, is that we do care about everything. Like Chicagoans, we want every matter to be addressed. And again, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but I do believe that there is a global expectation that we have as Chicagoans. And again, I think whether it's around safety, affordability, our education system, public transportation, healthcare, these are things that I know all of Chicagoans care about.
What is the best thing about Chicago, you think, that people who haven't visited Chicago may not know?
Wow. You know, I think it's the architecture, right? I mean, we have, you know, such a beautiful landscape and skyline in Chicago. It's just one of those elements that whether you are in Garfield Park at the Park District Dome, you know, or if you are riding your bike along the lakefront, or if you're going to watch the fireworks at Navy Pier, or if you're visiting the historic Brownsville community, or you want to go to the DeSable Museum, we have such great architectural landscape. It's really second to none.
And it's varied. It is from every period of time.
Yep.
I am told, I'm not an expert on architecture, but if you piled all of our skyscrapers on top of one another, we would be the tallest building in the United States.
Really?
Or the tallest city.
The tallest city in the United States. I got where you're going.
Yeah, and maybe you'd be able to climb to the moon. I'm not so sure of that.
Well, we certainly don't want to, like, repeat the habits of, you know, Babylon in the Bible. So I hope nobody gets any ideas about trying to build all the way up to the heavens. But what I can say is,
and
I think it's actually very powerful that you mentioned about our architecture and its landscape, is that we have been voted the best big city in America 8 years in a row by Condé Nast.
I am glad you brought that up.
Yep.
Thank you for bringing that up, because I also believe here we are at Pennerito's restaurant, classic restaurant downtown Chicago. You can walk around downtown Chicago. As to your point, you could point to that building and say, oh, there's history here. Here's what that history, recent or maybe not so recent, history is all about for that building. There's a vibrancy about downtown Chicago that, unless you've been here, I think it rivals in many ways New York City's Broadway.
Oh, absolutely. Look, the architecture, the theater scene that we have in Chicago, the lakefront, and the fact that our city is actually walkable and it's clean, there really isn't a city of our magnitude and size that is as walkable. The access to free events, you know, we have an entire park where you can just go and have a whole jazz set or house music or classical music.
Or
right?
The free movies.
Or the free movies in the parks, right? I mean, we do it like nowhere else in the country. That's why I always say we're the greatest freaking city in the world. And this iced tea at Pettorino's is pretty good.
I was just going to – I'm having an old-fashioned. You're having an iced tea.
Well, that's because I'm working.
Oh. What if
you're just having fun.
I am. What if you were not working? What would your choice be?
Boy, on a day like today, with the level of, you know, challenges that we are experiencing, this would definitely be a Coca-Cola day.
Yeah. Why Coca-Cola?
Yeah, because you need something strong.
That's as strong as you get?
I mean, you don't think Coca-Cola is strong?
Not so much.
Oh.
No.
Well, I mean, are you calling me out? Well, what should I be drinking then, since you have, you know, so much to say about my strong drink?
Maybe a bourbon?
To all the Coca-Cola drinkers out there, I just want it to be known that for a day like today, first of all, it's a beautiful day in Chicago.
It is.
But, you know, as mayor of the city of Chicago, so just for the record, I'm not a drinker.
I happen to know that.
And there's no judgment, you know, for how many drinks that you've had since we've been sitting here. There's no judgment. I'm not here to condemn you.
You're calling me out, however, perhaps.
Well, but I mean, you kind of took a shot at Coca-Cola. Maybe I should have said Cherry Coke. Would that have made a difference? Or Pepsi?
No, Coca-Cola's fine. I was okay with that. Did you really drive a bus at one point?
A bus?
A bus.
Who told you that?
ChatGPT. Are they wrong?
I mean, listen, you can't believe everything that AI says, okay?
Sure
I'm
enough.
Just saying for the record.
I will say this.
No, I have
a bicycle?
I've driven a church van before.
Close.
Yeah, I mean, so my father's a pastor. I think some people know that. And one of the assignments that I had as the pastor's child is to pick up people for Sunday school. And so I did drive a church van, but that's not, I mean, that's a 16 passenger, not like a 44 seat passenger.
So you're not driving the Chicago Transit Authority buses tomorrow?
You know, I mean, listen, of all the things that I do as mayor of the city of Chicago, let me just say this. If it gets to a point where I'm driving the buses, we have definitely reached a place where we need to definitely tax the rich.
Well, maybe in Mayberry, the mayor would do that. And Chicago is supposed to be the city of broad shoulders, right? Are your shoulders getting tired?
You know, I mean, that's a good question. You know, there are times...
Well, it's about time I asked.
No, I mean, no, that's a good question. There are times when, you know, this job can be weighty. I mean, there's no secret to that. It's been the honor of my life, you know, honestly. You know, I never imagined, you know, being mayor of Chicago. It was, you know, really all about making sure that the needs of residents around the city, those needs were being met. And, you know, I have a strong background in education. And so supporting our public education system, you know, is dear to me. You know, but I can say that as tiring as the job can be at times, I do get refueled by the people of Chicago. The people have such tremendous expectations as well as hope for our city, that drives me, right? There's my vision for a safe and affordable city, but it's also the 77 unique neighborhoods that I get to experience on a day-to-day basis. In fact, you know, one of my new favorite things to do in Chicago is the flyover at Navy Pier. Listen, go get your tickets. Go to the flyover. It gives you a bird's eye view of the city of Chicago. I've always said that if people can see the city through the lens of a mayor, I think they will have an even deeper appreciation for our city. But the flyover really tells the unique story of our city. And I would encourage folks to get to Navy Pier, take your family, check out the flyover. It is absolutely remarkable.
Do you think that sometimes it is the city of neighborhoods, Chicago? We're unique in that way.
Yep.
Do you think too many people don't get out of their neighborhood?
I think that's right. I mean, I think that, you know, we take our route, you know, as Chicagoans, and that route, we become accustomed to it, you know, but that's why I believe that, you know, me as mayor, who, you know, I've been, you know, confined to certain neighborhoods like any other Chicagoan, I've had a chance to experience different parts of the city that I don't know if I would have otherwise experienced had I not become mayor. And so that's why I'm working really hard to help invest in our communities so that people can get a chance to experience the incredible palette that we have in Chicago. So all of our restaurants across neighborhoods are just absolutely remarkable. You know, we have theaters within, you know, neighborhoods, not just downtown, that people should, you know, activate and participate in.
Absolutely.
The Park District in Chicago really is just a remarkable presentation. Same thing with our libraries. And so there are so many different things that you can do as a family around the city, especially as we build more bike lanes, as we, you know, increase transportation and increasing its velocity as well so that we can get around faster. I would encourage folks to get out.
And you said bike lanes.
Yeah.
You, I think, at one time anyway, an avid bicyclist.
Yeah,
are
I mean,
still?
Bicyclist might be an overstatement. Like, when I think of a bicyclist, I think about someone with a really tight outfit. Do you know those guys? Like, don't, listen.
I want to see you in one of those. Here, I mean, $5.
That would be a good fundraiser, by the way. Can help close the budget deficit, right?
Are you willing?
Well, let me just say, it depends on how close that vote is. No, no. And listen, this is no judgment against the guys in the tight outfits. But when I think of a cyclist, I think about the spandex.
And, uh-huh.
You know, so that's not me. Like, I'm almost 50, so I'm all about the Under Armour. Right? You get a certain age. You can tell if you're wondering how old a man is in Chicago, if they have on Under Armour as a brand, they're Generation X. I promise you. But no, I try to ride my bike on a regular basis. It's about 8 miles. You know, I ride through Austin, ride through Garfield Park. Sometimes I ride all the way down into City Hall.
Do you really?
Yeah. I mean, I've done it a couple of times. It's fun. But just keep in mind, like, I'm not breaking records, right? I mean, I probably can do it in about 25 to 28 minutes if I'm really moving. The fastest I'll ride is about 13 to 15 miles per hour.
That's way better than me.
Is that right?
Yeah, that is right.
Okay. But so, that, here's the key, though.
And I don't wear the spandex.
Okay, that's
either.
What I was going to ask. Yeah, it doesn't really matter how fast.
It's how you look?
It's how you look.
Oh, then I ought never to go on a bicycle again. Not even a divvy bike. I know you've been at this restaurant, Petarino's, before.
Yeah.
And you know about the excellent, this is the commercial here.
Okay.
Excellent, but you'll help me. Excellent Italian food that this restaurant has been offering for many years. And the caricatures representing not only Chicagoans, famous Chicagoans, past and present, but also from all over the world. And there are all these celebrities on the walls right here. This is the place to go, but moreover, and this you can chime in on, downtown Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, some people still are, oh, God, it's downtown. It's too far if they live in Arlington Heights, you know, one of our suburbs. Or
why did you mention Arlington Heights? Are you trying to trigger me? Or is that just a coincidence?
What
he said downtown, and then he said Arlington Heights. Oh, my goodness.
I did not do that on purpose.
That has to be the worst thing anyone has ever done to me since I've been mayor of Chicago.
I said Schaumburg. Oh, my gosh.
No,
I apologize.
Okay. No, you don't need to apologize, right? I mean, I thought it was...
Arlington Heights could...
It's a Freudian slip or something.
I have many a slip. And you can hear jazz here Monday nights, yes, as I gently weave back into the commercial. That is Pettorino's Restaurant.
That's right.
Right here, yes, next to the Goodman Theater in the heart of Chicago. What is the best thing about being mayor?
Oh, wow. I mean, this is going to sound cliche, but it's the people of Chicago that I get to meet. You know, I mean, look, I get a chance.
Now, you were a Cook County commissioner.
I was.
Yeah, so you've met many people in that job.
Yes.
How is this job different as far as meeting people, meeting and hearing what their needs are? And I'm not talking about the public officials.
Sure.
I'm talking about the people.
Well, truthfully,
yeah.
First of all, as mayor of the city of Chicago, people actually know what I do. I love you, Cook County government. He said Arlington Heights.
No,
people actually, you know, look, as a Cook County commissioner, I mean, it was a great position because I represented Chicago and the suburbs. So that was actually, you know, a really neat experience. But as mayor of the city of Chicago, you know, you're able to connect
Who you were. I knew who you were, by the way, sure, because I testified several times at those meetings.
Is that right?
Yes, that is right.
Okay.
About animal issues, actually.
Oh, I do remember. Yeah. I do remember that.
I even texted you one time, and I said, I'm here, and I wave.
Yes, I do remember that. There are some fond memories on the board, the county board. You know, and as mayor of the city of Chicago, I mean, you're going to talk to, you know, a business leader that's worth hundreds of millions of dollars, right? And then you're going to talk to... You know, a senior at a senior home who wants the same thing that this corporate leader wants, which is safe communities, right?
Is that the number one want, do you think?
It is. Community safety is the top priority. It's why I'm working so hard to drive violence down in Chicago. There's work to be done, but we're making progress. You know, violence is down as a whole, but homicides are down over 30%.
Do you think sometimes you're being undermined?
Well, I mean, I do, you know, believe that this is an approach that hasn't been taken before, and folks are adjusting to it. If you remember, because you were there during the time in which I was running,
all of
the different accusations that people had against me, which were unfounded and untrue. In fact, people are experiencing the opposite. We have a great superintendent that I selected who is restoring the morale.
Superintendent
Larry Snelling.
Yep.
Restoring the morale of our police department, our brave women and men who serve every day, and, you know, building trust within communities. And the reason why I believe we are experiencing a reduction in violence in Chicago is because we do have a strong coordinated effort between law enforcement and building more affordable homes, on pace to build 10,000 of them by the end of my first term. We've hired 31,119 young people for summer jobs. We've expanded mental and behavioral health care services. So this is the approach that I've taken that, quite frankly, other administrations were either reticent or they didn't believe in the approach that I have, a very community-driven approach where policing and those other services. And that's why we're experiencing, I believe, the reduction in violence that we're seeing in Chicago.
You said the end of your first term?
Yeah. Yeah, the first term. Yeah, I mean,
which implies?
Implies that...
There will be more?
I mean, it has to be, right? I mean, look, you're not going to solve all of the historic disinvestment that we've experienced in Chicago in just one term. We're not going to be able to build, you know, the amount of affordable units that we need in one term, right? We're 100,000 units under in Chicago. So a lot of work to be done, but... The focus right now is this term and this ice cream that was just placed right in front of us.
Thank you again. So this is Broadway in a Bowl. This ice cream, I guarantee you, guarantee or your money back, that this peppermint ice cream will change your life. And all these people around you, you've got a lot of people around you, they each should have this peppermint ice cream because their lives will be changed as well. Real quick.
So I can't take a bite of his ice cream?
You need to.
Okay, so real quick.
But as you do it, very fast questions and answers here. Mm-hmm. Quick answers. What's the best job you've ever had?
Oh, middle school teacher. Teaching in our Chicago public schools.
Better than your job now?
Teaching 7th and 8th graders? Are you kidding me? You can't have more fun than that. If I'm having that much fun, I'm probably about to retire.
A teacher is always a teacher. I think that's true.
Because as teachers, first of all, we're the most reflective individuals on the planet. Teachers are harder on themselves than anyone else. I have that same approach as mayor. You know, people will have an analysis around me, but trust me, I'm working hard every single day that if something goes wrong, I'm thinking about what I can do differently. So I bring that teacher's mentality into my position.
Worst job you've ever had?
Oh, man, I hate to even say this one. Working for my father. First of all, he broke every child labor law in the world. So my brother and I mean, I was probably 8 or 9 years old, and he would have us, you know, replacing roofs, you know, going up the ladder. This was before you can put the shingles on the ladder and it just zips it up. We would have to put it on our shoulders, carry it up, and he would have us doing drywall and all other type of manual physical labor. And you know why it was the worst job? He didn't freaking pay us.
What?
No, he's 82 years old, so guess what? Whenever my kids go and visit, I make them ask him for money. It's reparations.
Really? Yeah.
Give to your grandchildren.
What makes you, aside from what you just said, happiest?
Oh, man, my family. Yeah, my wife and my 3 children.
You and Stacy have been married
for 27 years, man, 27 years. And she's just been my rock, the love of my life, my best friend. She's the toughest vote in Chicago. I convince her every single day why I deserve another term.
The best thing for you about this city?
The best thing for me? Well, right now it's because the Cubs are still in it right now.
Yeah.
But I think for me, the best thing about this city, you know, really, again, I know it's going to sound cliche, but it's the people. You know, the cool thing about being mayor in Chicago, like, you can walk into a room and get cheered and booed by the same people, right?
The same exact people.
And half of them could be your relatives. It's like the hope and aspirations that people have for Chicago, that fuels me. The fact that they believe I can do something about it, that's all the motivation that I need.
You've got the best smile in the business, I'll tell you. You really do. I politically don't want to talk about anything except I just wish the people got to know you better.
Hmm. Yeah.
Do you think that at times?
You know what? At times, right? You know, as mayor, people, you know, sometimes separate me from my own humanity. But, you know, what I can say is that if nothing else, Steve, given me this opportunity to be able to engage, you know, with your listeners, the viewers, if there is such a thing, Facebook or whatever other medium. But those who are listening, just know that what I want for my family, you know, Stacy and I, we have an 11-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 17-year-old who's going to be graduating from high school, from Kenwood Academy. And
is that the one who wants to go into theater?
So, no, that's my baby girl. She wants to go into theater. My oldest is thinking about finances or accounting, maybe psychology. But the hope is that he stays near, somewhere close. And to all the parents out there who have done this before or parents who are prepared to send their children off, just know that, you know, that what I want for my family, I want for every single family in Chicago. And so, you know, here's to a hard day's worth of work, a glass of Coca-Cola, or for or for drinkers like
me, a Lush, completely. Clearly.
So, here we go.
All right. Thank you. A pleasure, Mayor.
Cheers.
Mayor Brandon Johnson.
Yes, yes, yes. Chi-Town, what's up? Pedorinos. And by the way, people, don't sleep on the chicken pot pie. From here, don't sleep on it. I'm just saying.
I don't know what that means, but that's okay.
All right.
That's a wrap from Booth 46 at Pedorinos, where the loop comes to life. Thanks for joining us, and until next time, keep the conversation going and keep exploring Chicago.